SF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Listening to community radio is a lot like a voyage by hot air balloon. A little bit antiquated, you don't get to pick exactly where you're going, and things might get a little weird. But if you trust the force that's guiding you, by the end of the trip, you're exactly where you're meant to be. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to fill CJSF's Fund Drive hot air balloon and help us rise higher and reach further. evening, CJSF listeners. As always, this is 90.1 FM, obviously CJSF, located on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. Yes. Okay. This is Fun Drive, people. Very excited to be part of my first CJSF Fun Drive here. If you're not aware, Fun Drive is the one time a year we ask for our listeners to give back. You know, maybe you're a big fan of what we do here at CJSF across all of our many, you know, programs we broadcast, or maybe you really like this, you know, short-living show, it's not going anywhere, that exists here on CJSF, the 60-Minute Stage Dive. It's hosted by me, Jeremy, obviously. If you want to donate to Fun Drive, we would very much appreciate that. You can do that by going to cjsffundrive.com, or you hit up the phone number 778-782-2573. You can also text that number if you want to have something read off by me here in booth. But yeah, it's a very exciting time at the station. We have all these streamers up, all these balloons on the floor, just trying to get everyone in the spirit. I hope that I've done my job getting you guys in the spirit by playing two very sad songs. The first two songs you heard this evening were Caught Bus by Birds in Row off their album Collected. And then the second song you heard there was Micah in brackets 5:15 a.m. by the band Agriculture. It's off of their latest album, The Spiritual Sound, which came out just earlier this month. No, last month. I think it came out like October 1st or something, but because it's me, I'm always behind the curve when it comes to these things. Culture. Yeah, it came out October 3rd. Oops. But at least you get to hear it now. I'm only a month late, people. What? Sue me. But yeah, two very great songs. I guess I'll just take some time here at the top of the show just to get a little gushy, say what CJSF means to me. While I am a recent convert of CJSF, I've been involved in campus community radio for a very long time, and being involved for so long has just shown me how, you know, all-encompassing a place like the radio station can be. Obviously, I'm sure many of you are only familiar with us through our, you know, broadcast. 90.1 FM on the dial, or cjsf.ca. You can listen to us online. You know, we do a lot of other stuff that does not end up on the radio, whether they be the karaoke events that we host here on campus, you know, Studio 6, which is when we get live bands in, NPR Tiny Desk style, you know, all the, you know, platforming we give to activists and groups and other nonprofits across the city. You know, there's just a lot of things that go on here, and there's a lot of volunteers that make it all happen. So, you know, if you think that's worthwhile, if that's something that you care about as someone that's listening to this broadcast, please consider kicking us a few bucks. You know, well, any donations are accepted, but if you donate $90, I think it is, you will get your hands on this very lovely, high-quality, glossy print of our Fun Drive poster for this year. It's a... I know her name's Charlotte, the name of the artist. I don't remember her last name. But, yeah, very nice piece of art you can hold on to if you like to have a tangible thing that goes along with your donation. Or otherwise, just go to cjsffundrive.com and make a donation. Be very much appreciated. I'm going to stop talking because while I was very sick during last week's show, I'm feeling better today, but I already feel it in my voice. It's all going away. I don't know what it is about being on a microphone, but I like always feel it in my throat when I'm talking, which is so strange because I'll talk for hours. And anyone that knows me knows it'll be literally hours. I don't get tired at all. My vocal cords don't get tired, but then I get in booth. And I just, like, maybe I'm just, like, so nervous. There's just so much tension on my vocal cords. I don't know. Anyways, I got a lot more music. A lot more music that doesn't make grammatical sense. Here's the thing, people. I like to do these nice thematic shows. where everything kind of has its place, and it kind of makes, you know, there's some through lines in a general sense, and it all makes sense, you know, it all checks out. But I've been grinding. I've been in the midterm grind for my math class, which means that there's been less time dedicated to this show and just music listening in general this week. So it's kind of thrown together a little last moment, but I can report the midterm went really well. So yay for studying. I hate it. Okay, this next song really sonically encapsulates how I feel about studying. So this song is Altar of Guilt by Serration and Sanction right here on CJSF 90.1, or also CKXU 88.3 FM if you're catching this on a Wednesday night. We'll be right back.
one bound.